the supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIBE English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program. Today is a special. For today's discussion and program, we want to talk about how to strengthen the faith. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum. Today, Friday, is the 10th of the month of Sha'ban, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Isfan, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless our program with Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 173. Stay tuned, please.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
Those to whom hypocrites said, Indeed, the people have gathered against you, so fear them. But it merely increased them in faith, and they said, Sufficient for us is Allah, and He is the best disposer of affairs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The enemy, propagating agents and some simple-minded and coward people, advisingly inspire that the group of enemies is strong and none can combat them, so it is better not to entangle yourselves with fight. The true believers, without any fear, and as they are qualified in the verse, calmly answers them. So, be not frightened by the hollow propagation of the enemy. In the fighting place and among the strivers, be careful of the penetrating members of the enemy. The strongest barrier against all the threats of the enemy is faith and trusting in Allah. Strengthening the faith. Faith is the most important foundation for a Muslim to have, as Allah defines someone's levels not by their looks or wealth, but by faith. We live in this world under Allah's permission, so that everything we do must please Him. Allah has already owned everything, so He does not ask anything from us. Allah only wants a thing, faith. Faith would define a faith in the hereafter to the day of judgment. So it's important for us to have a strong faith or iman. A Muslim with a weak faith or iman is an easy target to the evil whisper of shaitan. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 44, Whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then those are the unbelievers.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this very session, we're trying to talk about the ways to strengthen our beliefs or iman. Since it is very difficult for the enemy to take the belief and the iman of the people, man yu'min billah, that is the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is naturally and intrinsically in the hearts of the people, but it is easy, it seems that it is easy to actually for the enemies to work on the disbelief in the taghut, because it is something that human beings can be tempted from this entrap. So it's good to understand that this is where it's very important for us to work on. The next factor that has been mentioned in the language of the hadith and the Islamic teachings, which strengthens our iman, is a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an advice to the truth, an advice to the patience. We have been said that watawasu bil haqqi, watawasu bil sabr, this is Quranic verse, that if we are after strengthening iman inside ourselves, we have to be patient. We have to be patient with regard to the Allah's rewards and punishments, with regard to everything that comes to our life and that happens to us. And we have to do the same, and we have to advise others to be so. The next factor that has been mentioned among the factors of strengthening the iman is to benefit from the perfect human beings, good human role models, is to use to benefit from the great people and good teachers and good tutors. There are some religious authorities and there are some moral teachers that they are really beneficial for the human being.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
How to strengthen the faith. Give charity. We read in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 274, those who spend their wealth in charity by night and by day, privately and publicly, will find that their reward is secure with the Lord, and no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they grieve. Helping others creates feeling of peace. Not only thus charity protects you from evil, but it also has immense ajr or reward in this life and the hereafter. Islam is a complete code of conduct. Giving charity elevates your iman and it strengthens your faith. The relief associated with helping other people is remarkable. This selfless gesture ensures that the vulnerable needs and rights are met respectfully. It teaches the next generations about generosity, love, and care, fosters sustainability in your society, and eradicates poverty.
You are the hope forever clothed. Don't give up, no despair. There's nothing you can't repair. You can change this world to a better world with your souls, with your souls.
Strengthening your heart with certainty. The great prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, talks about God-wariness, which is one of the signs of certainty. There are six signs for the person of the certainty. He has certainty of God, thus believes in him. He is certain that this is true, thus he is wary of it. He is certain that the resurrection is true, therefore he fears the humiliation of that day. He is certain that paradise is true, therefore he yearns for it. He is certain that the hellfire is true, therefore he strives to save himself from it. He is certain that the accountability on the day of judgment is true, therefore he takes account of himself. Imam Ali alayhi salam in a beautiful hadith states, anybody who is sure that he will separate from friends, that he will be put under the ground, that he will be accountable on the day of judgment for what he has done, that what he leaves behind will not help him in the future, that he will need what he has sent in advance, should shorten his far-fetched whims and desires and add to his good deeds.
Smartphone helps with your salah. This smartphone can help you tremendously with your salah, which is the pillar of your faith. As-salatu amududdin. How? Three ways. Number one, it has a compass, right? Many times when I'm traveling before, I had to carry those compasses that never even work. I had to ask the flight attendant or in the airport or wherever I am, like in a restaurant, which way is Mecca, Saudi Arabia? Oh, such a hassle. Now there are apps the Qibla app. So there's hundreds of them. You just set it and what? Wait, that's another, I think that's a commercial, isn't it? Isn't it a commercial? Anyway, you just set it and you see the Qibla. Chose your Qibla is this way, Qibla is that way. That's beautiful. I don't need to ask anybody anymore. Wherever I am, I can find the Qibla right away. Doesn't that help you in your salah? Obviously. Another way it helps you in your salah is the adhan times. That's beautiful. Reminds you. We need that constant reminder. This is all. There's hundreds of these apps. So with adhan time, I even recently saw an app that I really loved, and I think every single one of you should download. The app is called Shia, S-H-I-A plus. So this is basically how it looks like. This is one of our youth in this community from Dearborn made it. It's unbelievable how much time this person put into it. It has all the salah times based on, you know, wherever you live. It has a GPS. So you just update the GPS system. It tells you where you are. All the salah times. It has a calendar of all of the religious holidays. When is Eid? When is, for example, Ashura? When is the birthday of Imam? It's all there beautifully. He has a beautiful calendar with all of that in it. Daily A'mal. What should I do today? It's Sunday. Is there anything recommended? You go on daily A'mal. It tells you it's Sunday. Do this dua. Recite this. Do this. Do that. And then you can check each one after you do it. How beautiful is that? It has the Qibla, like I said, right? It shows you the Qibla. And what's even more beautiful is it shows you, if you go on the more page, prayer video step by step on how to pray. There's a video, some guy is praying, that teaches you Arabic and English how to pray step by step. How to do wudu. And so much more, brothers and sisters.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio, Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program. Today is a special. For more information, do not forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Hello everyone, let us listen to a mind-stimulating saying from the Holy Prophet's seventh infallible successor, Imam Musa Kazem, peace be upon him. The light of the body is in the eyes. If the sight is luminous, the whole body will be bright. The light of the spirit is in the brain. If a person is really intelligent, he will acknowledge his Lord. If he acknowledges his Lord, he will clearly see his religion. If he ignores the affairs of his Lord, he will be having no religion. Like the body that does not live without a living soul, religion does not live without true conviction. True conviction is proved only through the mind. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on the Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this day. Today is Friday. Friday is considered a holiday in Islam, and because of that, we would like to offer our congratulations to our listeners on this most auspicious and blessed day. You know, a lot of beautiful hadiths have been mentioned regarding the virtue of this day of the week. For example, in one hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is a very beautiful hadith and alludes to the virtue of this day, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Treat your families to some fruits every Friday so that they rejoice on Fridays." Okay? In other words, it's necessary to, at least on Fridays, if one is not able to, you know, bless, you know, or to grant, you know, this gift to a person, to your family members every day of the week. But, you know, at least on one day, you know, Friday, it's necessary, you know, to give your family some treat, take them out, give them some fruits, you know, so that they feel that this is a special day, you know, they rejoice, you know, and, you know, the burden which they feel, you know, throughout the week is alleviated by this happiness that they feel on this blessed day. In another beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Friday is the chief of all days, and deemed greater by Allah the Exalted than the day of Eid al-Adha and the day of Eid al-Fitr." Very beautiful hadith. And in another hadith, the Prophet said, Friday is a worshiping day, so spend it in worshiping Allah, the Mighty, the Sublime. You know, we have a surah in the Holy Quran called Surah Jummah, the surah of Friday. In this beautiful surah, God Almighty kind of alludes to this. He says that, you know, on Friday, you know, you should leave transactions, business transactions, when the call for the Friday prayer is given. Rush to the Friday prayer and, you know, worship Allah in this. There are also many hadiths which refer to the fact that a good deed performed on Friday has double reward. For example, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, good and evil are given double the requital on Friday. And again, Imam Baqir said, the charity, this is a particular hadith regarding the virtue of charity, in particular on Friday. The Imam said, the charity given on Friday is considered double because of the superiority of Friday over other days. Right, so the good deeds that we do on Friday, you know, the reward that we will get from them are doubled in comparison to the days if we would have done them on other days. You know, there are a number of etiquettes regarding Friday. There's the, you know, the ghusl al-jumma, the bath on Friday. You know, there's also the, you know, the cutting of nails on Friday. You know, there's a lot of, you know, etiquettes which have been mentioned in the book of Islamic etiquettes and the books of jurisprudence as well. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of the day of Friday in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again with some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Hussein.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm so glad to have you here. Ali Nasir, how are you? Fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah, sir. What about you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. I'm good, alhamdulillah. How about Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are
Fine?
You? Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. So, brothers, welcome. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters who are with IRB English Radio right now, please, we recommend you stay with us till the end of this session, inshallah. So, Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir, today we will talk about, of course, Ayah 14 of Surah Ali Imran, right?
Yes.
On page?
Yes.
51. So, brothers and sisters, I kindly request you, if you have your Quran, open the Quran, turn to page 51, Ayah 14 of Surah Ali Imran. We'll have a recitation. We'll have a short explanation about it. And then We'll talk about the important tajweed rules. Let's listen once to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Zuyyina lin-nasi hubbush shahawati minan nisaa'i wal banin. والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب.
That was great, yeah? Alhamdulillah. Now we will do such a great recitation, inshallah. I'll try, okay? I'll recite. Make sure Ali Nasir, Hussein and Hassan, you repeat and practice. Our brothers and sisters, of course, they will practice. They love practicing Quran with us. So, let's go on.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنطَرَةِ زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Do you love to have a wife? You don't laugh. Come on, Ali Nasir.
On its time.
Yeah, yeah, in the exact time, inshallah, when you... Yeah, you understand that. I don't want to talk about it. So, do you love to have, like, children? Of course, everyone loves. Yeah? Even if those who are so kind of have objections of economical issues, but of course they love to have.
Yes.
And do you love to have, like, buildings? Yeah, yes. Say yes. I love to have buildings. Okay, good. How about gold, silver, money?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Hussein?
No.
Come on. Okay. Ali Nasir, how about you? What about having, like, cars?
Sir, buildings I don't like to have. And gold is also not allowed for men, so...
No, I don't mean, like, you wear gold, okay? Like, yeah, you should have gold.
So what? Coins. What do you want to do with gold?
Coins. Oh, that's wealth. Oh. Yeah, you can change it to money. You can get cash. Bank account, full bank account. Do you love it or no? Do you love it or like it?
Like
it. Yeah.
Like it.
Yes.
How much do you like it? A lot. So, forget it. So, yeah, like, you want to have lands, yes? A lot of people love this.
Yes.
Okay. So, of course, yeah, these are things that we have in the dunya. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. Allah Almighty says to mankind, it has been made to seem decorous, the world. Things. What things have been made decorous? Okay? like women, children, qanatir al-muqantara, accumulated piles of gold and silver, khayl al-musawwama, like horses, like livestock, like farms, these things have been made decorous. There are things that Allah Almighty wants to test our belief, our the strength of our belief. These are things that we wish, these are our desires. Yes? Of course, people work a lot, work hard to get some, to get married, to gather, to get some money, to collect some money and to get married. And then to get, to buy a car, to buy a house. These things are, yeah, in the dunya you can have them. But in the akhirah you don't have them. You have better ones. You have things that you were wishing the whole time, but you couldn't get in this world. The car, for example, the building, or whatever you want to have in this world, you can't have. Okay? Even if you have, you want more, better ones. Yes? In the Day of Judgment, in the Qiyamah, when everyone is judged, when you go to heaven, inshallah, you will have them. Better ones. But what can... Look, there's one thing. If you have a strong feeling, you have a strong feeling with these kind of things, with the cars, with your desires, of course, you will be deprived of the worship of Allah Almighty. You will be deprived of the better ones that you will get in the heavens. So what can help us have like a low kind of feeling with this? We shouldn't be so much, what do you call it, related, so much in love with these things. What can help us not to have so much love of this one, desire of this one? These things, the love of Allah Almighty, the worship of Allah Almighty, they believe in the Day of Judgment, they believe in the heavens. If you believe in the heavens, if you believe in the rewards that Allah Almighty will give you, of course you will not be so much in love with this kind of things. These kind of things will not be important. Of course we need to maintain our life, okay? But yeah, there are people who maintain, who like every single moment, okay, they think about these things. Come on, stop these things. This will deprive you from the rewards that Allah Almighty will. So, it will give you on the Day of Judgment in the heavens. Guys, yeah, the interpretation is a lot, okay? You need to learn about this. It's very difficult to get rid of these kind of feelings, but it's possible, okay? Inshallah. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. I really try to explain shortly. Maybe I hope, inshallah, I have given you something from this ayah. But I want you to refer to the Tafasir book to get knowledgeable, to get more information about this ayah, okay? There are a lot of things to talk about. It's a very difficult topic also. How to be a mu'min person while we have a lot of desires. So this is important. Guys, let's move on with the tajweed rules. Some important tajweed rules we'll mention, then inshallah we'll finish this session. The very first tajweed rule, zuyyina linnasi nun mushaddat. The tashdeed is important. Zuyyina, zuyyina, no. If you say zuyyina, it has a meaning. Zuyyina has another meaning. Zuyyina has an emphasize. Mm-hmm. Okay? Zuyyina linnasi. Linnasi nun mushaddat. حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ تَشْدِيد also here. حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ Wow is having a fatha, right? And also there is a baby alif on the top. So make straight the sound. شَهَوَاتِ Right?
Yes.
مِنَ النِّسَاءِ نُن مُشَدَّد مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ قَنَا ريل مقنطرة نون ساكن مقنطرة نون ساكن plus طا طا is a heavy letter مقنطرة طا heavy letter إخفاء do it do the إخفاء with a heavy letter yes yeah. مقنطرة مقنطرة as if there is a ta مقنطرة for real yes there is a ta but let your listener understand okay there is a ta مقنطرة من الذهب والفضة ذا and ضا the pronunciation are a bit different do not mix them من الذهب والفضة والخا خيلي خيلي أي sound but with heavy letter خيلي أي sound right مسوماتي والأنعام أنعام we clearly read the noon sound why
إظهار
is applied the letter عين is a heavy letter a throat letter and the rule إظهار says while we in مقنطرة while we were hiding the sound of noon yes but here we do not hide the sound إظهار is applied والحرف حرف را قيلا tells you can stop but it's better to قيلا tells you what the sign قيلا there is written on the top of حرف
better to stop
but you can continue yeah
yes
okay what does صلاة say there down there
better to continue
but you can stop still so they are just opposite right قيلا yes. tells you can stop صلاة tells you can stop but قيلا tells you it's better to
stop
better to stop
yeah
صلاة tells you
better to continue
yes continue
so two options you have but one is better in قيلا stopping is better in yeah. صلاة continuing is better so ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا look guys dunya is one of those you have nun ساكن plus ya so you should merge yes إدغام يرملون letters dunya right
yeah
are you sure
dunya.
Of course the rule says yes nun ساكن plus ya
yeah
from يرملون letters
إدغام
read it ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا
ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا
Have you ever heard دنيا?
No
والدنيا والآخر دنيا والآخر Have you ever heard دنيا?
No
Why is it دنيا?
So it's not دنيا then If you remember This was an exceptional
Dunya,
Bunyan.
That's correct.
Bunyan,
Sinwan,
Qinwan. Yeah, these were exceptional cases.
Yes.
So you don't do idgham. If you do idgham, the meaning changes.
So I shouldn't.
Yeah, you should not.
Oh.
ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا. Not Dunya. Remember, this is an exceptional case.
Yes.
Wallahu, Allah, heavy sound. عنده نون ساكن دال إخفاء you know that عنده but stretch the sound عنده wow baby wow is there I mean the small wow حسن المآب باق القلة so Hussein do you have any questions we mentioned the important tajweed rules yeah there's
yes.
nothing left so inshallah yeah. practice them well Thank you so much for being with us, brothers and sisters. Thanks so much for being with IRB English Radio. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thanks to IRB English Radio. Next session, inshallah, we'll be here with you. Thanks to Ali Nasser. Thanks to Fawad Haider, who is absent today. Thanks to Hassan and thanks to Hussein. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahu.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن
تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
علم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
Fiqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of عمل انسان بعد از ایمان.
Self purification is the most significant factor.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Mandegari. Stay tuned.
خدا بر درجات شهید سید حسین علم‌الهدا بیفزاید. مادرش خوب دوره دیده بود.
شهید سید حسین علم‌الهدا was one of the most famous young commanders during the imposed Iraqi war on Iraq. He is buried in Hoveyza in southern Iran. His main spiritual trainer was his mother. The mother of this shahid used to have wudu during her pregnancy. She also used to recite the Holy Quran when she was pregnant with Sayyid Hussein. In better words, she nurtured her son based on Quran even before he was born.
امام زمان از این جهت مثل جدش امام حسین.
Regarding a spiritual training, Imam al-Mahdi acts like Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. On the day of Ashura, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam called some people like Hur and Zuhair towards himself and led some to leave the army. Imam al-Husayn had the knowledge about the soul and heart of the people. He knew who is ready for the martyrdom and who is not. Thus, we must not act in a way that we are not accepted by Imam al-Mahdi. In order to be nurtured spiritually, we must prepare ourselves based on true Islamic and Mahdavi teachings. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Mandegari. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
A heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
The Last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. I am with Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, dear listeners, as we know, to know about Imam of our time, it's really important to know about the Imam himself, and it's also important to know about his friends and foes. And some of his friends and foes have been discussed in the signs. Yes, we had been talking about the signs of reappearance, and right now we had been talking about a person named Sufyani who will rise before the reappearance of Imam. We had been talking about the War of Kyrgyzstan in our previous episode. We said that Sufyani, who is one of the certain signs of reappearance, is on his way from Syria to Iraq. And in between, there's going to be a horrible war among the oppressive groups. And a lot of people are going to be killed, which is known as the War of Kyrgyzstan. Do we have some more information about the war?
Let me just base my discussion on some of the narrations that we have received from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. For example, in another narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Yadharu Sufyani ala Sham, Sufyani will conquer Sham. Then there would be a fight between them in a place known as Kyrgyzstan. In this war, the number of the people who are killed is so high that the birds and the beasts of the earth would come and eat from the dead bodies, and all of them would get filled. And in yet another narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, the army of Sufyani will pass by Kyrgyzstan. There would be a war in Kyrgyzstan. 100,000 people are going to be killed in this war from the oppressive people, referring to the fact that both sides of this war are among the oppressive people, and no believer, of course, is involved and is killed. This is in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, chapter 14, page 288, hadith number 77. So there are a couple of points that we can get from all the narrations about the war of Kyrgyzstan. One point is that the number of the narrations about this war is telling us that this is one of the events that for sure will take place. So Sufyani, after stabilizing himself in Syria, after ruling over these places.
So this is one of the events that's surely going to take place.
Exactly.
The War of Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah.
Wherein thousands of people are going to get killed, almost, you said, 1,100. All right, so we are talking about a war which is certainly going to take place, and thousands of people are going to get killed in this war.
So, as I mentioned, the conclusions from all these narrations is that, first of all, it will happen. Second of all, one of the sides is Sufyani. And the third is that both sides are what we call it Ahlul Batil, with the falsehood. Both sides are among Jabbarin, the oppressive people, and the Shias are not involved. And the fourth point is that so many people are going to be killed in this war, And finally, the army of Sufyani, although they will have also heavy casualties, but they will finally win the war. They will defeat their enemies in this war. The narrations do not refer to, the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt about the reason of this war and who is the other side. But it might be that we know that Sufyani, when he's going to attack Kufa or Iraq, he's going to conquer all the lands and regions between Syria and Kufa or Iraq, includes a number of regions and places. So it might be that, some of the countries, some of the regions, rulers in these places, they will resist against Sufyani, and that is why we will have the war of Qirghizia between Sufyani and those people, which of course are not with truth.
You're right, yes. All right. We'll discuss more on the topic after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Karimi, and we are talking about the certain signs of reappearance. One of them is a person named Sufyani, his uprising, and now we're talking about the course of his events, and one of the course of his events is the War of Qirghizia, which is a horrible war, and a lot of people are going to be killed in this war. Yes, Dr. Karimi.
I think I almost refer to all the points about this war. Just to show how horrible this war is, let me just share one last narration from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. In this narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says that سَيَكُونُ بِهَا وَقْعَةٌ, in this place, in Qirghizia, there would be an event, a war, لَمْ يَكُنْ مِثْلُهَا مُنْذُ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the like of which has not happened from the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَلَا يَكُونُ مِثْلُهَا مَا دَمَتُ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ, and the like of it will not happen in the future. And then the Imam says that, like the other similar narrations, it would be a kind of table of food for the birds and for the beasts. A caller will call out that hasten toward eating from the flesh of the oppressive people. So this is, as you mentioned, a horrible war, but alhamdulillah, the Shias, the believers, are not involved at all. Only
sides
two
are
groups
the falsehood.
Of oppressive people will fight each other, and many people are going to be killed. But finally, Sufyani will win the war, will defeat the other side, and then he begins
his journey
towards
Iraq.
So in the next stage, Sufyani will go toward Iraq. There are two groups of the narrations about what Sufyani is going to do after his victory in the
War of
Qirghizia. According to some narrations, he will attack